This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita!
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You are now listening to the Dynasty Rewind.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dynasty Rewind. I'm your host, Michael Bauer, the best in business, once again back in business. Joined as always by my faithful co-host, Nate, the Professor Christian. Nate, hello again.
Hello. I think you let the intro music go a little bit longer that time. It was kind of fun.
I just didn't have it scooped down as much as I normally do.
So I like it. I like it. It's good. It's a good intro. I'll say that.
I love our intro music. It's fun. It's recognizable, like
it's
our
classic.
Logo. It is. It's very recognizable, like our logo. And if you are listening to this, click on the link to buy a Dynasty Rewind t-shirt.
Ooh, yeah. They're comfy and they look good.
Yeah, that's the best part about it. We got more colors than just the black one on there. You can, you know, in our shop, you could customize it whatever you want. Some of them look better with the logos than others. Personally, I like the just traditional black. I like the white and the light gray. It's also very good with our logo. Those are my three favorites. But hey, you know what? To each their own. You do you.
I'm a big fan of the limited edition shirts that we had for the draft, which were black with the logo and all white. Kind of like the Bengals alternate uniforms. I like that, Mike.
The funny thing is, when I saw that alternate uniform, that's what gave me the idea to get
one. I know that's what you told me. That's why I brought it up.
So those are good too. I don't remember if those are on the store or not, but why don't you go ahead and poke around and
fill it. Exclusive. Exclusive to us.
Yeah. If you want one, just DM me. I'll go. You want. But, you know, stock is up on our merch. Stock is down on some players. Free agency, it impacts everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, so let's get right to it. Nate, who's your first stock down player?
You know, Mike, just because the stock of a player is going down in consensus viewpoint does not mean that it's a time to sell. Sometimes it's a time to buy. Sometimes that's when the best value is when the stock goes down. And I think the stock is going down a little bit for Rashee Rice right now, wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs, because of the Marquise Brown signing. And I said on the previous podcast earlier this week or last week that I was going to be talking about why I think that Rashee Rice is a better wide receiver overall than Marquise Brown. And while that's why I believe that he should continue to be valued over Marquise Brown, which he still is. Currently wide receiver 23 off the board in our DR ADP. Marquise Brown is currently like the wide receiver 34 off the board on Keep Trade Cut. So while Rice is still being valued over him, Rice is firmly in his role, as I believe, as the wide receiver one for this offense, especially from a target and volume scenario, because he's going to be playing out of the slot. Marquise Brown plays out wide. Always has. Just because he's smaller and fast does not mean that he plays in the slot. He plays out wide. He's a pretty good outside wide receiver. But Rashee Rice, he's falling back into that mid-20s, and I think that's such a good value right there. A great entry point for a wide receiver who just came off a rookie season where he put together a wide receiver 28 finishing points per game and is connected to Patrick Mahomes as his quarterback. I mean, he put together a wide receiver 28 finish in his rookie season. That would be the third best finish of Marquise Brown's career through however many years he's played now. So Rashee Rice as a rookie. Yeah. Like Rashee Rice has been more productive right away than Marquise Brown was. I know he played on a very different team, but Brown's on a one-year deal as well. Let's keep that in mind. It's not a long-term thing. This is, hey, Marquise, can you show us that you're healthy again, you can catch the ball, and that you can get open and make things happen? If not, we're moving on from you because we have Rice already as our wide receiver one. We don't need to invest into you for 3 years. We'll give you a one-year deal, see what happens. And if not, hey, we got Rashee Rice. We'll go back to the drawing board. Rashee Rice is the guy there. With his value going down a little bit because of this, I am all in. And look, we know what the Chiefs last year, they couldn't catch the ball. Marquise Brown, he's got a 6.2% drop rate. Rashee Rice last year, 2.8%. He did not drop the ball. Yeah. Rashee Rice has very reliable hands. And Marquise Brown, 4.2 yards after the catch per reception. Or Mike, as you like to call it, yak wreck.
Yak wreck. I love that. 4.2
yak wreck for Marquise Brown. Rashee Rice, 8.1 yak wreck. Mike, that is almost double Marquise Brown's. So you're getting a guy in Rashee Rice who not only just handles really good volume, doesn't drop the ball, creates yards after the catch, connected to one of the best quarterbacks in the entire league, and he had the third best yards per route run of any rookie wide receiver last year behind only Puka Nacua and Tank Dell. Rashee Rice is the real deal. If this is going to lower his value, that is a buy opportunity for you. I'm looking at the 108, the 109, the 110, whatever it is. One of those picks outside the top seven, I can move for Rashee Rice. I feel like I'm getting a really good deal there. I know you might want Brian Thomas and the allure of the potential and upside that he has. But if Brian Thomas and his rookie season put together a wide receiver 28 finish in points per game, you would be ecstatic. Rashee Rice just did that and is already on the Chiefs. Go ahead and get him. Come on. Yeah. Pickens, Debo, Jaden Reed, Adelaide second on top of it. I don't care. Give me Rashee Rice. I'm all over it.
You would take him over Jaden Reed?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I have a hard time parting with Jaden Reed.
I love Jaden Reed. I have a hard time parting with Jaden Reed as well. But if I want to win games, then I'm going to take Rashee Rice.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. I don't hate where your head's at there.
That's one that.
Let's talk about my guy. It's Tennessee Titans running back Tajay Spears. Oh, man. The time to sell might be past already, and I'm not saying that the signing of Tony Pollard makes him irrelevant, but it definitely diminishes his role overall because now there's competition there. And look, the fact of the matter, this wasn't a really small deal. This is 3 years, $24 million. We got 4.49 guaranteed source over the cap.com. It's a three-year deal, man. It's $24 million. That's money. Is this the signing of Spears' knee issues? Maybe the Titans don't have full trust in him? I don't know. I think if they trusted him more, they would have tried to sign a lesser back, like an Alexander Mattison, something like that. Someone of that ilk, if you will. And for what it's worth, I think that there is the possibility exists that Spears is the 1A in this offense. But what does that really look like? Right. We don't know yet. We don't know what this offense is going to look like. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to sell because in a super flex league, he's valued around players such as Joe Mixon, a mid-second, which could be someone like Jalen Wright or Trey Benson. You could also get Najee Harris or Chris Godwin in that range as well. All players that I think could be more productive than Tajay Spears this year. And in a one quarterback league, I'll take Derrick Henry over him. Dak Prescott. There's nothing wrong with quarterbacks in one quarterback league because guess what? You got to fill that starting spot. Dak's a good guy to do it with, or an early second in this case too, which could be a very productive wide receiver or running back in that range as well. So RIP Tajay Spears. We hardly knew ye.
You know, I'm still in on Tajay. I'm still in on Spears.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know what? I'd be looking to buy for a mid-second. I'd be interested because I think Spears is he had over 50% of snap share last year in that backfield with Derrick Henry there. And he caught 50 plus targets. So he got work. He had snaps. And they brought in Tony Pollard, who is a little washed, an older running back. And I checked out SpoTrack. He actually ended up with $10.49 million guaranteed, according to them.
Okay. Which
makes me feel a little bit less excited about Spears, to be honest, because it looks like they can't really get out of his deal until after year two. But watching Pollard last year, do I really think that Pollard's better than Tajay Spears? No. And with Spears already having 50 plus percent of the snap share last year, I think Pollard, I know he's an expensive, he's not a backup, but I think this is truly going to be like a 1A, 1B, and Spears is going to be getting the receiving work, which is more valuable. I'm still in on Spears.
All right, so Nate's still on Spears, but I'm kind of surprised about your next guy here because I know you're a fan. Stock down for who here, Nate?
Stock down a little bit for DJ Moore.
Hmm.
And maybe not a ton because, hey, Caleb Williams is showing up there, and that's an improvement over Justin Fields from a passing perspective. Actually, from an everything perspective, I know you guys love Justin Fields. I do too.
Maybe not as a runner, though.
Not as a runner. It's true.
Because you know what? I will say this one thing that it surprised me about watching Caleb Williams' film. I thought he would be just a better runner overall. He doesn't really look to run that much, which, if you think about it, it's really what you want from a quarterback.
It's like the Mahomes thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I just kind of expected more there. Not that that's a knock on him by any means. Just saying I was surprised by what I didn't see from him in the running game, but please proceed.
Yeah. So DJ Moore coming off a career year where he had 132 targets, 96 receptions, caught 72.7% of them, which was the highest of his career, 1,364 yards, and 8 touchdowns. Outside of the targets, the receptions, the catch percentage, the yards, and the touchdowns, all career highs. And he's had a pretty impressive season career so far. But all of those were career highs. I know he's getting a quarterback upgrade, but still a rookie quarterback coming into the NFL. Keenan Allen was just added to this team. I still expect them to add another wide receiver. They let Darnell Mooney walk. They're rumored to take a wide receiver at 9 in the first round, which if they took like a Romo Odunze, that obviously really eats into DJ Moore's targets and volume as well. I think they're putting together a really good offense on paper, but for your fantasy football team, I'm wondering if there truly is enough volume and efficiency for this new offense to support a really good season from DJ Moore, a good season from Keenan Allen, and a good season from whatever wide receiver 3 they invest into with either a first round or a day 2 pick. There's just a lot of competition there. DeAndre Swift is also there, who catches a lot of balls out of the backfield. Cole Kmet is also there, who has become quite a good tight end himself as well. So there's a lot of competition. You got a rookie quarterback. I just don't see where the production can currently line up with how he's still being valued off that career year. I love DJ Moore too, and he's still, you know, a young wide receiver. So if you have him, I don't mind holding on to him at all. But I'm not going out there and buying him off the news that Caleb Williams is going to be his quarterback. Unless I can get him for like a late first, I'd be interested in there. But if I'm selling him with the hype of Caleb Williams going there, can I get a pick within the top 7, the top 8? That would be really, really good. I don't know if I can, but that's what I would be looking for. I might have to add a little bit to DJ Moore. If I have to add like a late second to get like the 108, 107, I would be looking to do that. I think on a competitive team, I would be a little bit cautious to do that straight up. Especially if we're relying on him, I still expect him to, you know, probably have like a top 24 season. It's not going to just drop off the face of the planet, but I don't think we're going to see a top 12 season out of DJ Moore. I think he kind of goes back to what we've seen most of his career, where he's that just a really solid wide receiver too for your team. I think that's the expectation for him moving forward. So that's how I feel about DJ Moore. Not poo-pooing all over him, but I don't think, you know, the insertion of Caleb Williams is going to equal, you know, similar production to what he just saw, if not more, because of the competition added to his wide receiver room and a rookie quarterback. More, there's going to be some time for Caleb to pull together, unless he goes out there and looks like CJ Stroud. Which,
get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We'll see.
Well, let's get to our next stock down player. So I'm looking at Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison. Kirk Cousins is gone, and the Vikings have Sam Darnold is their starting quarterback for now. It's going to go from him to, we're thinking, J.J. McCarthy. Maybe it's Bo Nix. Who knows? Who knows what they're going to do? Nate would love that. Maybe it's Michael Penix Jr. But it's most likely, like I said, an underachieving veteran or a rookie. So can that player support arguably the best wide receiver in the NFL in Justin Jefferson and a potential top five tight end in T.J. Hockenson and Jordan Addison? I'm not so sure about that. And I think right now, based on his production last year, 70 catches for 911 yards, 10 touchdowns, I think you can sell fairly high right now. So if I could, I would like to sell if I could get what I'm going to talk about. Other than that, I will hold him. We'll say that. And Superflex, if you need a running back, he's valued around guys like Travis Etienne, Saquon Barkley, a late first, and Trey McBride. Be a good swap if you could get Trey McBride for Jordan Addison. I think it would be tough to do. Might have to add a little bit. Trey McBride, a top three tight end in the NFL. In one quarterback league, Zay Flowers, he's valued around there. A mid-first, and Joe Burrow. So I would take those guys over Jordan Addison right now. If you can't pull off any deals that are of that ilk, I would gladly hold on to him, though. Overall, I still think he's going to be something good. I think it's just going to take a bit of a step back at the moment. These things happen, Nate. But I know you're still an Addison fan.
They do. I'm a huge Jordan Addison fan, but I understand it. I'm not out here saying that, oh, I got no worries about Jordan Addison, you know, with J.J. McCarthy or Sam Darnold or whoever it is.
Gotta have a little bit of worries.
There's definitely worries with the overall volume and efficiency, especially Jordan Addison, who ended up kind of being more of a deep threat last year than I expected.
Yeah.
I still love the talent of Jordan Addison. I'm not actively selling him, but I think if you can move him and you need a running back, Travis Etienne, not a bad move. Zay Flowers, Trey McBride, I think those are good targets to, you know, can you kind of sell high on Jordan Addison? And at this point, maybe not. Maybe you need to wait for J.J. McCarthy to be drafted, and you need to wait for the Vikings to invest a first-round pick into a quarterback, and then you sell Jordan Addison. You know, I don't know if the sell window is right now because the stock is down, but I think he's someone that you do have to keep an open mind with moving forward, that while the talent's there, the situation might not be there to give you as good a production this year. And if you can make a lateral move to another young wide receiver who has more upside this year, I think it could be a worthwhile move.
Yeah. Like I said, that's why if you want to sell a player, don't force it. If you're not getting what you want, just hold for the time being.
Yep.
But Nate, let's move on to your next stock down player.
Stock down player, Brian Robinson, running back for the Washington Commanders. Currently in RDR ADP, going in the eighth round, the fifth pick, and RB18 off the board. Austin Eckler is there, Mike, and that is the reason that consensus stock view of Brian Robinson's down. Austin Eckler, who is 28 years old, almost 29, did not look good last year. Now, he did have an injury last year that he was dealing with, but even after he came back, just not the player that we were used to. But he continues to get targets. He was still top five in targets last year for running backs. I expect him to come into the Commanders and really take on that Antonio Gibson role, where he's going to be the main receiving running back, which is a shame because Brian Robinson, who we all knew was going to be the, you know, the inside the 20s goal line guy, as well as the plotter in between the tackles, he did that. But as the season progressed, he started to get more receiving work. He had some big explosive plays off those screens, off those wheel routes, those little checkdowns. Brian Robinson had some weeks where he was truly an RB1, and he was, you know, kind of evolving in front of our eyes that he was a coming all-around running back. It was really exciting. I was trying to buy low on it because people were still doubting. Austin Eckler appears. He loses that receiving work, so his production is going to take a hit. But on the same side, I'm not convinced that Austin Eckler is going to be there for very long and be, you know, someone that they're really having to keep off the field, because I think Austin Eckler is kind of washed. Now, does it happen right away? No. He's going to be there this year. He's going to get targets throughout the year. He's going to get volume throughout the year. Maybe by the end of the season, it looks a little bit different if he continues to trend downwards. But stock is definitely down for Brian Robinson. I'm trying to buy low, though, because Brian Robinson is falling to a part of the running backs where I start to like the value. And you know me, Mike, I only like running backs of value. If you can go out and you can get Brian Robinson for like a mid-second, a late second, something like that, somewhere in that volume. It's a late second plus. It's a mid second. You're getting a running back who's guaranteed to get touches and be on an offense that, you know, I think Eckler's going to get a lot of that receiving work, unfortunately. But like I said, we all think he's washed. And if he continues to trend downwards, that means Brian Robinson will trend upwards. I think there's some potential here that we're a little too low on Brian Robinson after this Eckler signing. So I'm interested to see what I can do. Can I go out there and pick him up on an RB needy team for a mid-second, a late second?
Yeah. It's funny because I saw a blurb that said he was sharing – he's excited to share the backfield with Brian Robinson. No, that's Brian Robinson's backfield. He's sharing it with you, Austin. And also, Brian Robinson, that gentleman, one career 100-yard rushing game. It's just been very efficient with his touches. So, love that, too. Let's talk about Chicago Bears wide receiver Keenan Allen. Send him a man to quarterback purgatory. Because right now, the season started. Tyson Bagent, I believe, is how you say his last name, would be the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears. Gross. Hey, will the Bears actually draft Caleb Williams? There's that smokescreen right now. We think they will, but until it happens, we don't know. And if so, can this young man support DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, Keenan Allen? Keenan Allen's the guy that demands targets. Will he get there? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how things get divided up. He did miss four games last year with heel soreness. He's going to be 32 by the time the season starts. So this appears to be the beginning of the end of Keenan Allen. But that being said, I don't think you could sell him right now. I don't want to be honest with you. I want to hold him. I want to put him in starting lineups. And if he starts to ball out a little bit with Caleb Williams or whatever they decide to do at quarterback, maybe it's Drake May. Maybe it's Jaden Daniels. We don't know. Because I do know that Caleb Williams says whoever drafts him, he wants to have an ownership stake in the team. Hey, that's not how this works, by the way.
I don't think he's brought that up anytime recently. And I think that came out of some Twitter rumors. I wouldn't put a lot of stock into that.
Still, that's not how this works. You're not getting an ownership stake. If you want that, you got to play for the Packers. You can be a part owner. But I'm holding for right now. That being said, you know, he is valued around players such as, if you wanted to make a move in a super flex league, Ramondre Stevenson, Deontay Johnson, Josh Downs in an early second, at one quarterback, Chris Godwin, Tua, Kittle in a mid-second. But I'm going to hold right now. He's going to be put into my starting lineups because, you know, even though we have these lineups that look good, week one, sometimes you're not at full health because things happen in the preseason. Guys get banged up a little bit. You're just going to have to wait and see before you can get any real value for Keenan Allen at this point. So stock down for him going from L.A. to Chicago.
Yeah.
Downgrade in weather, too, for Keenan Allen.
Absolutely.
Played his whole career in California, and then you're like, you know what?
His college career, too.
Yeah, why don't you wrap up your career in Chicago? It's nice there.
It's unfortunate. Yeah. I'm sure he's not happy about it.
I'm sure he's not, but he's still a millionaire, so get over it, Keenan. So, everybody, thank you for tuning in, and until next time, for Nate, I'm Mike. We'll see you next week. We'll see you later this week, I meant. Sorry. All right, everyone, that is going to do it for us this week. But if you're headed to a game, make sure you check out SeatGeek.com. It's your one-stop shop for all things live events. It offers the best price available. Use the promo code DynastyRewind. You'll get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Don't forget, if you want to play some best ball, head on over to Underdog. It's the easiest buy-in in fantasy football. And it's not having to worry about setting your lineups, man. That's what it's all about. So again, underdog.com. Use the promo code REWIND. A 100% match on your first deposit up to $100. Visit our store over at payhip.com/DynastyRewind. That's where you find our roster reviews. That's where you find all of our manuals and everything like that. Head on over there now. Grab some merch at spreadshop.com. Link is down below. And we want to see you in our community. And that is patreon.com/DynastyRewind. But till next time, everybody, for my faithful co-hosts, Chev Nooney and Nate Christian, I'm your host, Michael Bauer. Be kind, please rewind. Thank you for listening.